Yes.
That's it. Welcome back, everyone.
It's over.
Yes, hey. Welcome back. Terrence is still dying.
Very slowly.
Kevin wanted us to start earlier so that we could record all of our least favorite flavors of potato chips, and I saved you, the viewer or listener, from that terrible idea. Yeah. But we sat through it. And for a while, we all looked like Terrence.
Yes, they were very terrible.
Well, shit.
So,
yeah.
Went to the Green Dragon again, because they're going to be moving locations, and I'm not happy about it, but they are, I think. And I picked I picked up this after the bomb.
Wait, don't you need the base Palladium books for those?
Or? It's the complete role-playing game.
Oh, okay.
Does it use the GURPS system?
No,
it's Palladium.
I thought I got those mixed up, sorry.
I was holding it, and it was between this one and an RPG called Monster of the Week. And the Monster of the Week one referenced Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Supernatural, and I was like, ah, fuck yeah. But then I grabbed this book, and on the front cover, there's a lion man punching a robot in the face. There's a horse who's dressed like Snake Plissken from Escape from L.A.
Bipedal or quadrupedal horse?
Bipedal, shooting a machine gun, wearing a leather jacket, has an eye patch.
Okay.
There's a giant elephant throwing a kaiju-sized robot into a building. There's an American Eagle wielding a katana, and I was like, this is where I'm going.
That's
I've heard nothing but great things about Monster of the Week.
That's weird, because I guess around the same time you went the weekend, I went and bought a copy of Monster of the Week.
Yeah.
It must be in the living room. I can't, it's not within reach, so it must be in the living room.
It's not in your Egyptian tomb.
So, you know, hopefully these RPG revolvers, when we get back into doing those, we'll see some After the Bomb, maybe some Monster of the Week. I'd like to play that.
Okay.
The thing that got me excited about After the Bomb is I was researching the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles RPG. And a lot of the forums said that one's really hard to find and do anything with, but a really close cousin to that game that you could make a Ninja Turtles RPG with is After the Bomb.
Nice.
Oh, yes. And call it After the Ooze.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, after we talked about
right there.
We were talking about Turtles a couple weeks ago, and I went back and I finally watched like the two newer ones. The
Michael Bay one?
Yeah.
Oh, those.
Are those the latest ones, or?
Yeah.
Most everything else has been animated, yeah.
I kind of like the Michael Bay ones. They're not as shitty as people make them out to be.
But the turtles look hideous.
They're mutant turtles.
Yeah, imagine what a mutant turtle would look like in real life.
Yeah.
It's like...
I want to imagine what it looks like in an 80s cartoon.
Yeah. You know what hasn't gone away?
That's true.
That 80s cartoon. Just watch it again.
My
brother has three kids, and he sent me a screenshot of what they were watching, and it was the 80s cartoon.
Nice.
And he was like, they fucking love this show.
Yeah.
Every chance they get, they're like, can we watch Turtles? I'm like, good being a dad right there. You're good on you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to get them to watch the X-Men cartoon right after that.
Yeah,
those are good.
Same level of animation and great stories and all that.
I'm not up to date on newer cartoons.
A
friend of mine called me today, and she said, I need to FaceTime you because my kids don't know that I'm friends with a famous person. And apparently that famous person is one of the main characters from Gravity Falls.
Oh, yeah, you are look like Zeus.
Yeah. So all of her kids thinks that she's friends with the real life version of that character.
I've never seen it.
Me neither. Yeah, neither.
Paul, give me 30 seconds. Hold on.
Here's a clip.
Give me Sharon Power.
No.
I don't know. We're recording.
I wouldn't do that simply because copyright. You can't play another cartoon on your talk about
picture. Playing it. Picture we can show.
Okay.
I'm showing the whole cartoon.
We cannot.
Oh,
it doesn't have.
Yeah. This one, the one go down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess that is you, Joker.
It's kind of got your facial expressions. I mean, it's like
the one that was in the bottom right corner of the first video, the first one that you showed was very, very.
Yep. Question, baby.
That was me last weekend.
Come on, there's Kevin. Yep.
There you go.
It's Kevin.
That's our old radio days.
Well, you got your Halloween costume. Question, baby.
Yeah, no, I could just walk out of my house with the that guy's shirt on.
S00S. Zeus.
I've never seen the cartoon, but I feel like he goes, ooh, a lot. Like, that was the facial. Yeah. Like,
he's pretty wise.
Yeah.
He's a very, he looks like a very Patrick Starr.
If you haven't, if you haven't watched Gravity Falls, it's really fucking good.
It is very, very good.
It's good now. Yeah. So I need to go see this cartoon.
Gravity Falls.
Use it on
season.
Where can you watch it, Noob?
It's owned by Disney, Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Mm.
Is that the one with Uncle Grandpa?
No.
Grunkle okay. Stan.
Grunkle Stan. That's
I do know that much.
Hey, you want to play this game?
Yeah. Yes. Let's get back to this.
Yeah.
Getting killed by invisible fairies.
Let's do it.
Let's
do it.
That are immune to fire.
Fey murder.
Murder, I did that specifically for Kevin, just so he wouldn't have anything to do for this combat. Oh, the one thing you could do is fire damage? Huzzah! Not
anymore. That's like three of our characters. That's like, that's.
Look, in all honesty, I pulled up a lot of monsters for this dungeon crawl that we're in, and I completely didn't realize that they were immune to fire until we got into this situation. I might have, I wouldn't have changed anything. What am I saying?
Mm-hmm. This is just an opportunity for Kevin to grow as Dr. Pox and explore his options a little better, a little deeper.
I don't know when my next discovery is.
You got to diversify what you already got.
Hey, everybody leveled up last time, right?
Yeah.
No.
Level 14.
Are you?
14.
Let me give this.
No. No, Noob got the bonus level. He's 14. We're all 13.
What? Nobody's 14. That was all a joke.
Nobody's 13.
Yeah. We're all 12.
What? Yeah, all of us are 12.
Just like our mental age.
Oh, God, are y'all only level 12?
Pretty much. We're getting there.
Yeah, we're only level 12. I'm going to nerf this shit.
We've been 12, yes.
What? I guess, do you guys want all the cool magic items in this dungeon, or would you rather just have a level?
No. I want cool magic items.
I want both.
Yeah. Poor Halo knows those. Get to the magic items. It earns us a level.
Are said items shiny?
Dorian, it's your go. You're grappled.
I know. But wait,
Dorian, let me move into a flanking position before you do anything.
Oh, he's flying.
Through the ring.
The only thing you, unless you can go above him.
Yeah, he's flying above him. You wouldn't be able to flank.
Yeah, but fuck it. I'll take my three attacks.
There you go.
I have a light weapon.
Make sure you move your hands around so it's sneaky.
And your weapons are cold iron and magical, correct?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Wrong person to grapple.
All right. So for the short sword, I have a 30, a 28, and a 20 to hit.
Two hits.
Cool. No sneak attack, so it's just my normal flat damage of 1d6 plus 10, twice, 29 damage.
Ooh.
Severely stabbed and wounded, this creature seems to be barely hanging on.
You'll regret keeping me in your hands.
Yeah. Don't do that.
And 27, then we go to the second bad guy who got, we'll go ahead and tell you, a 24 on his initiative. And is behind the web there.
Ha! Take that, loser!
Come here, spells tab.
No, don't do that. Come on now. I was only kidding. You see Amon slapping his ass saying, ah, ha, ha. Just want to take another one of my stats away? Just want to drain me?
So that's going to be Dr. Pox, Sonder, Dorian all need to give me a no saving throw.
If they are 20 feet away, they have full cover. I don't know if that matters.
Yeah, it's a cone effect. And it's 30 feet of cone. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 is straight up. Actually, I don't think it'll get. That's going to be close with Dorian. Yeah, 30. So 30, it'd be y'all three. The cone would be Dr. Pox, Sonder, and Dorian. You are all fatigued as a wave of fatigue washes over you.
Why are you such a garbage person?
I didn't make these monsters.
He said no save?
No saving throw. Do you have any spell resistance?
I don't think so. No.
Two of us. Oh, no. It's Vladros and...
Yeah, Amon, Dim, and Vladros are outside of the cone.
Yeah, but, and they're the two with SR.
I have spell resistance?
No, you don't.
No, I have energy resistance.
Yeah, I specifically didn't give you the scarab because of that. I don't know who else has a scarab. I gave it to someone.
Oh, wait, no, I got the scarab. I have SR19.
Okay. 20.
Thank you, noob. I forgot about that.
You are not fatigued. I rolled a natural one.
Woohoo.
However, he does still have a few of these quickens left and will go invisible.
Yeah, you keep your ass over there.
Yeah. So that brings us to 18, which is Vladros.
Dr. Pox.
Dr. Pox is 22. Yep.
All right. Well, I will draw a cold iron javelin that I have. And swift action, apply my poison.
Okay.
And then...
You've moved and swifted now.
Well, yes. In my move up to... here to be able to stab at the... thing that's on Dorian.
Oh yeah, you can draw it as part of a move action. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Oh, let me clear that. Sorry, I just dropped. All right. Does. a 25 hit his AC? Blank?
Yes.
Do you have weapon finesse?
Why do I need weapon finesse?
How are you rolling that with... Whatever your strength is.
Rolled a 17.
Okay.
So it needs to make me a fortitude save.
Okay.
And then...
20.
DC is 24. He will take... Oh! 3 strength damage.
Okay.
And 4 points of physical damage. It is cold iron.
But is it magical?
Magical.
So he doesn't take any damage from the spear, but he'll take some
the poison has taken its bite.
Just remember that for later. Remind me, keep me honest. I don't think this guy's going to survive long enough for that to matter, but we'll see. If you keep rolling damage like Dr. Pops, he'll be alive forever. Ladros.
Will you move me, diagonal?
Only till he dies of strength loss.
5-foot step diagonal. And let's do this. Forgot I was hasted on that last turn, so I kind of gimped myself out of an attack. First attack, 26.
Describe your kill.
Okay.
Dorian brought him to 1 hit point.
Nice. So I'll slide around Dorian and cut his arms off at the elbows.
Dorian, you've lost your arms.
No!
Separating the creature who is grappling Dorian.
The creature flies away with Dorian's forearms. Dorian. It drinks the blood. Ah,
why would I even heal? What's the point of describing my kill if you just riff on it?
That's the point.
The way you describe it, you said I step around Dorian and slice his arms off.
Its arms off.
Yeah. The last name you said was Dorian, so that's why the visual that you built was you slicing his arms off, at least for me.
Real quick, where's that other invisible... I know I can't point him out exactly to the others, but...
He's right where he was before.
Okay.
And this one's dead. Sorry, do you want to describe your kill again?
No, that's cool.
Sorry. Not that sorry. It made me laugh. Amon.
Hey, how you doing? Anybody hurt? Anybody hurt real bad? I need healing.
I don't think anybody's taking a lot of actual physical damage.
Did I actually take any con damage from that?
It didn't get back around. You took the 2 con from last turn.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to hold my action. Actually, I would like to move. Yeah, I'm just going to move to... here and then hold my action for when the I can see the thing.
You can't move and hold. You can move and you want to talk about ready. You want to ready to attack if it gets close.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get your bitch.
Nim.
All right. So did it break my web or did I clear that out?
I cleared that. I put it back up after we left.
Okay. I was just making sure. So there. I'll now that they've vanquished that one, I'll go around the corner and I'll take that little page out of Dorian's cookbook there and cast a glitter dust bomb. You know, centered there, sort of do a 10-foot radius. So reflex is it a reflex? What is it?
Willed
for the blindness, I believe. Yeah, we'll save for the blinding. No SR.
I'm sorry, what now?
A will save to avoid being blinded, but otherwise there's no SR or anything, so he's glitter dusted if he's in that 10-foot radius.
Oh, the glitter dust. Yeah. Gotcha. Oh,
we rolling up here for y'all to see.
Pick a foot.
I still think he's fine. It was a will save?
Yeah, 22 is what you're looking for.
24 is what he got.
All right. Well, not blinded, but
he's still visible now.
Y'all can see him now.
See that.
Good job.
And then I'll shift back where I was.
Yeah, I never moved you. I figured you would.
Yeah. Probably saves time.
It saves me wrist movements.
Gotcha. Okay.
That bad guy is dead. That's Nim's gone. Sonder.
Yeah, let's do this one. It doesn't matter though. Either way, I only have so many. So, Divine Fireball.
That won't destroy the web, will it?
Yeah.
I can put it. Can I not put it behind? I can't see it.
We want to destroy the web.
There's one of him, and there's, you know, a room full of us.
Now also, the web is keeping us from it.
Also, I think Fireball, you like basically point your finger and a little ball of bat shit hits an area.
Yeah, I mean, it pinpoints and then explodes from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm okay with that thing going down.
Yeah,
it'll save me. It'll save me a standard action next time because I'm just going to spell it. So
word. So okay. Divine Fireball Reflex Save Bitter.
Oh,
nice.
19.
You gonna take it all?
And then whenever that webbing shit drops, I'm going to be using my ready to action as, or ready attack as Searing Light.
Man, you can't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that. I thought I was doing that.
Readying the spell, you're readying an attack. A specific action. I'm going to whip anything that comes within range. Or I'm going to ready a spell specifically for when this happens.
Oh, that's stupid. Whatever.
I mean,
That's what he wanted his character to do. He just didn't articulate it correctly.
I was going to use Searing Light once that web's dropped.
39.
Oh. 39.
And the spell's a ranged attack, so just say.
Just for future reference, you know, be clear if you're ready to attack.
Thought I was.
I mean, I will say it does seem.
I mean, that's what he wanted to do with his character. He just didn't articulate it correctly.
Yeah.
So who's stupid, us or Noob? Because he didn't articulate it correctly.
Well, yeah, it's either us or Noob, but Amon would have done what he wanted to do because he's there. So.
Well, would he have been ready to cast a spell or ready to whip something when it got close enough to attack, which is what I asked him. You want to attack something when it gets in the range? He said, yeah.
I can't hit nothing from there.
Your whip has 15 to 20 foot reach.
Yeah, I still can't reach anything from there.
You can reach all the way to the web from where you're standing. So
the web, not the creature.
It would make sense that you were standing there.
Higher or low?
Ooh. Yeah, okay.
It's like you just have to put your brain in Noob's brain.
Low. You are preparing a spell.
Fuck it.
There we go.
Do it, Noob.
I've been playing this game for a decade. Well, I learned the rules.
Should always come down to a dice roll, in my opinion. So.
What did you do?
20 damage.
Did you hit him?
Yeah.
Did you roll to hit him?
Yeah.
What did you get?
Your mom.
higher than last time I cast the spell. It's also the same thing.
I also moved back to there.
That'd be a 21.
You're exhausting sometimes, noob.
21 will hit.
Yeah, so 20 damage. Suck it.
Same team.
Two damage, because he told me to suck it.
That's two more damage than Kevin did, all right?
it is.
See, and now you're not exhausting anymore. Now you're funny.
It's still exhausting, but it's funny.
It's still exhausting. Yeah. Top of the round, Dorian.
Oh, what's going on? Sorry.
The web is down. The glitter dust other fairy is south of us.
All right.
And ground level.
I'm going to draw my crossbow and give it a couple of shots.
Okay.
Move me into, I guess, the direct line of fire. Roll a 2 and a 1.
Oh. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba, how bad's the fumble? Ba-ba-da-ba, it's a 45.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It opens up an attack of opportunity from Vladros to Amon.
Vladros sees you as tasty tender bittles and takes a bite. No, 45 is fine. Nothing crazy happens.
Okay. Damn, I miss. Next turn.
His go.
No, it should be my go.
Nope, it's his go. He has a 24, you have a 22.
Oh, okay. You're right.
I know I have forgotten you every other turn, Kevin, but not this one. Not yet. You're supposed to go next.
We'll
forget you.
Wait, the monster hasn't gone yet.
Let's see. He's glitter dusted. His partner is dead.
What do I do?
Cry?
We just broke up a family.
It's gonna run, isn't it? I think it's gonna run.
Come on, Matt.
Don't be a Matt. Face off your enemies.
Yeah, but see, that's what y'all want, and I think it's time for me to do what I want to do.
What's its intelligence score?
High. Yep.
So like a 7?
The thing we cast just
killed its mated life, husband and or wife.
I have to look up one thing real quick.
Okay, make it snappy.
I'll take my time like you do.
I only take what's needed.
Well, this is needed.
What's your favorite Hot Pocket flavor?
Pepperoni and cheese.
Yeah, I mean, you got pepperoni and cheese, and yeah, the same. I mean,
ham and cheese.
I have far fewer taste buds in my tongue thanks to those pepperoni and cheese Hot Pockets. Because I never waited long enough.
Or Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket.
Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket.
Did the ham and cheese have big chunks of ham in them, or were they diced little pieces of ham? I can't remember.
There's two kinds. You have the chunky ham, and you got like sliced ham.
Yeah, there was one that was like slices, wasn't it? That's what I thought. It was like
Hot Pocket croissant.
That's the good one. The slice one.
Except your teeth never made it all the way through the ham, and you would just pull out a searing glob of ham that would slap you on the chin. Or maybe that's just me.
I never had that happen.
It reminds me of my uncle.
I think that's pretty much just you.
No, I got dull teeth. I mean, what can I say?
Okay.
Ever been slapped by a ham, son?
I've been slapped by a ham wallet.
A hot ham. Right in the face.
On a summer day, I was slapped by a ham wallet.
In Alabama. God, it makes me want I want some pepperoni Hot Pockets now, though.
I want ham and cheese Hot Pocket. I won't be slapping the chin with a piece of ham.
I, Yeah, maybe I'm misremembering.
The creature in front of you turns we're to a talking. Cloud.
Oh, God. You have to say we're back or something. We were like on a tangent.
No, I was rolling dice and she turns to a cloud and...
Did he make his reflex save?
He's a cloud. He's a cloud.
We saw you.
I had to roll a fly check to be able to turn more than 45 degrees in a movement. That's what was taking me.
Dude, I read a spell like you see trying to fly and change shape and escape by gaseous cloud. Gaseous?
Okay, let's roll percentiles to see what happened.
Okay.
You ready?
15%.
Yeah, 35. Nowhere near the 180 that I thought it needed to be.
Dang it. I tried.
Does changing form... Well, either way, he wouldn't be invisible to me.
He's not invisible to anybody. He's a cloud, and he left the room.
Cloud? He's a shit cloud.
And he was too far away for us to attempt attacks of opportunity.
He basically vape-lifed out of the room.
Sick cloud, bro.
Because at the start of this spell, it says you alter the substance of your body to a cloud-like vapor as the gaseous form spell. I'll go ahead and tell you, he cast Windwalker or Windwalk on himself.
Oh, that's a good one. I almost took that one.
I like it.
That's like you get a move speed of 60, don't you?
No.
No, it's insane.
You get a move speed of 10 feet with perfect maneuverability or 600 feet with poor maneuverability. These creatures have a very good fly check, so I got a 42 to beat the DC of 15.
That's not high enough.
Yeah, to be able to take 45 degree turns. So this creature has vanished back into... He saw the cloud go back the way you guys came from. But we're going to break initiative because I don't think there's... I mean, I might be wrong. We'll stick it in initiative for one more round. The creature has fled. Dr. Pox, I didn't forget you.
Hold on. I just want to...
You've had 30 minutes.
No, never mind. I can't get through the saw blade and move fast enough to see if I can still see it. But
oh yeah,
yeah, we're gonna. Have to
I guess
continue.
The cone. I forgot that I had a mirror image on, but the cone would hit me anyway. Yeah,
I think area effect it kind of goes. Goes through that.
Yeah.
I wish I could say that's why I did that cone spell, but I completely forgot that you did mirror image. Vladros.
Nothing. There's nothing. Okay. I break combat.
I'm on.
I'm gonna start casting restoration on myself.
And Nim.
I'll tell Feisty just to kind of keep an eye out behind me, and I'll turn to the west and just try to maybe take about 10 foot down that hallway and see if I see anything unusual.
10 feet down that hallway.
I've got dark vision. Oh, shit.
No. Yeah, you go 10 feet down that hallway, and you don't see... Give me a perception.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a 22, because,
You don't see or hear anything out of the ordinary.
Hmm.
Yeah, kept watch.
Everything's good here. That's it.
Sorry,
that guy just noped the fuck out, so
it's good. If Noob is going to start casting Restoration on himself, I'm going to sit down and take 10 minutes to brew my final second level potion of the day.
And then
and give Dorian a lesser restoration potion and he can roll his own d4.
Okay.
Uh
What is that?
It's yeah.
D4. All you need is it's a 50-50 shot to completely heal Dor.
It's just this D4 is very stylized, and I'm having trouble telling what this number... It's the 4, okay.
Okay, well, there you go. Your con is more important than noob strength with him.
Yeah.
A restoration
yeah, noob, you hear that?
Yeah, noob, fuck yourself.
Kevin, I don't want to be at disadvantages.
You're unimportant.
But if I knew he was doing that, I probably would have just cast Luster Restoration.
It'll be okay.
I'll keep that for one of y'all.
I'm doing Lesser Restoration on myself for the,
Fuck it, me too.
What did you get hit with, Sonder? I
didn't. Just fatigue.
Oh,
you... I don't want to be fatigued.
Oh, no, no, you don't have to do that.
I don't have to do that?
No, Vicey can...
Cool.
See, her little one-minute ditty is...
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, play your song. Cool.
Just doing a little river dance.
Restoration's a little extreme to get rid of fatigue.
Not really. The middle of a dungeon?
No, yeah, that doesn't... Mm-mm.
I'll take the...
Especially with monsters that can do worse. No.
Yeah, like con damage.
Yeah, but... I don't want to be fatigued and have con damage and whatever else I could get in a fight. Like, why not be full when I have spells?
Well, Faisa, anytime if we have a minute, she can play her little traveler song and it gets rid of fatigue and exhaustion.
So it's a song that gets rid of fatigue. Is it the Six Flags Man song?
It is exactly that song. Which Vladros would know because he's been hearing it for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the party want to do? Go back the way you came, chase this monster down. You've got a passage to the south. You've got a passage to the west.
I say we keep going where we're going.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, I mean, we're down here.
It adds south or west. I could see not going back the way you came from. Yeah.
I would suggest south.
I would suggest west, just because we know at least one creature came from the south and it's gone. We don't know what's in the west. That's my theory.
Fair enough.
I say south because...
They might have kept their household goods there. And I can get my blanket back.
There's a new blanket. No doors either way, correct?
No doors either way.
If they made their home to the south, maybe they've got a weighted blanket that I can
get. All right.
Yeah,
who's off for going south? Raise your hand.
Hey,
Dorian's leading us. Which way are you taking us, Dorian?
South, please.
I think the majority wants to go south, so let's go that way.
What?
We're going south.
South.
Lend us your looking eyes.
Considering there were just saw blade traps.
Yeah, those things move around.
That's so dumb, what you just said. It made me giggle. Those things move around.
They spin me right round, baby, right round.
When you go like down.
Record player, round and round.
I look for traps and shit.
Shit. That's good. You don't want to step in that.
Give me your perception.
Ah, shit. Everybody?
No, Dorian.
No, just the one who's searching for traps.
21.
We're all searching for traps. We're just not good at it.
You make your way down, Dorian. You do not detect any traps. The room opens up a little further.
Make your way on down. Hole right there.
You get to kind of a dead end. Now, this
podium... Can we get some light down there?
Shut up. There's your light, you fucks.
Help us hold him with Kevin.
This this podium to the west has a statue on it, and on that statue is a the jackal-headed kind of traditional look for your Egyptian gods. But when you look closer, it's not jackal-headed, it's a jackal crown. And it's a stone warrior standing about 14 feet tall, holding his hands across his chest, crisscross like this. And... when you put closer inspection, you see that the hands are empty. Everything on it's stone, and this one appears to be blindfolded.
Okay, I'll make a detailed search nearby.
Perceptione?
31.
You don't see anything out of the ordinary as you're looking around the bottom of the statue. The walls all seem kind of uniform, old sandstone walls. And you're about to kind of give up on your search when you look back one more time at the statue, and you see that the blindfold of the statue looks like it might actually not be part of the statue, that it might just be similar in shape because of dust, but it might not be like an actual loose piece of cloth.
Okay. I'll go back to the party. Group. There's a big statue down there, and since no statue we've ever encountered in our entire lives has not attacked us, get your weapons out as we investigate.
I mean, what are the chances? I'll head down there.
I'll go with him.
Yeah. I'll head down as well.
We'll all join.
I'll be towards the rear.
I'll be like number three, number four. Like where I am now. Yeah, perfect.
That works fine.
Look at that. Fits like a glove.
I indicate the statue.
Oh, and there's a little room there that I forgot about.
Oh.
Above you.
Okay.
Well, you indicate the statue?
I indicate the statue and point out the cloth. What's it? And tell him, well, do you want me to climb up there and pull it off or what?
I'll whip it. Whip it good.
Is there any knowledge checks we can do on it? Or
use a weapon?
No, I think Noob's doing the best check. Physically attack it. If it responds...
I'm whipping out the bandana.
There is the third option of it could attack, but won't if we don't hit it with shit.
Right. Maybe it's a friendly statue.
I'm not hitting it. I can grab unattended objects with my whip.
Let me ask you something, though, Noob. You got a blindfold on, and some dude who you don't know snatches that off with a dangerous whip.
I climb up the statue and remove
it. There you go. It would be attended anyway, so.
Well, you climb up the statue and remove the blindfold. It's
not looking into the eyes.
Nothing happens. The blindfold slides off with just a little bit of give, or having to untie it from the back. It's old and it seems like an ordinary brown piece of cloth.
All right, well, I'll toss it down and then I guess look at the statue's face, see what they're trying to hide.
Give me perception.
Did anyone detect magic on it?
I was detecting magic on just in the general direction of the statue.
29.
You don't notice anything with that check, Terrence. Sonder, when he pulls the blindfold off, your senses of detect magic go off. There's a bit of magic in the cloth, and you can follow the magical trail as the cloth drops towards the ground.
There's magic in them, their cloths.
Well, great.
Magic in that old hat.
I'll climb down.
And this, a first in our 3-year gaming history, a statue that is not there to attack you, just one that has a magical treasure.
What?
Hey.
Spellcraft on it?
Give me your spellcraft.
Maintain that suspicion.
It's gonna be pretty good, I think. That's a 16.
I assist if I can. Assist.
That's a 40.
Yeah. These are very rare, old, powerful magics. Some kingdoms, you know, from histories you've studied them, they had swordsmen that in the time that they trained that didn't need, they didn't have battles to fight, so they were always trying to just do showcases. And this was made in a way for those swordsmen to showcase their skills in a spectacular manner. But they've been enhanced over the ways. So they used to blindfold the guys and they would go out in there and do their katas or whatever to show that they could do them blindfolded. But then they got magically enhanced. And this is one of those very rare swordsman's blindfolds.
Really?
It's a black band of silk grants the wearer spectacular senses within a limited range. Some believe these items were made to grant lesser swordsmen the illusion of skill. When the wearer places the blindfold over her eyes, she becomes blinded, but gains blind sight within the reach of her melee weapon, or 5 feet if the wearer is not wielding a melee weapon. Furthermore, the wearer is under the effects of a constant locate weakness spell, but only when making melee attacks.
Wow.
That sounds like a perfect item for new. I'm sorry, but 40 feet blind sense.
20 feet.
Yeah, it'd be 20.
No, the range of your melee weapon.
Which is 20 feet.
20 feet.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean, that would be a 20-foot radius, so, I mean.
Oh, let me look it up. Look
it up. 40 feet across. Blind sense, so no one would need light anymore.
So the swordsman's blindfold?
But he wouldn't be able to cast his spells beyond 20 feet.
Right. And the locate weakness, the locate weakness that gives you, that this helps you decide. You can sense your foe's weak points, granting you a greater damage with critical hits. Whenever you score a critical hit, roll the attacker's damage dice, but not extra or precision dice twice and take the higher result.
That sounds like it's for Vladris, then.
Yeah. Sounds like Vladris all day.
It would be good for his crits, but the blind thing for you at 20 feet, blind sense, is also really good.
What's it called again?
It's called
Blindfold Sword Masters.
Sword Masters Blindfold.
Holy shit.
Or not the, just Sword Masters Blindfold if you're looking for it in Hero Lab.
Yeah. You can sense your foe's weak points, granted you greater damage with critical hit. So when you score a critical hit, roll the attacker's damage dice.
Basically giving you advantage on your damage dice with critical hits.
That's pretty good, especially with his crit range.
Yeah.
I figured it would be something that between Amon and Vladros, like having the 20 feet blind sight. Pretty good.
For me, it would only be 5.
Right.
But you'd get advantage on every critical threat that you roll.
He'd also be blind outside 20. Of 5 feet, which means moving at half range, half speed.
Right.
Yeah, but when he moved, he could just use, as part of the move action, he could lift the blindfold as he moved.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What is the what do you got to do to put that on and off?
It's normally a standard action to activate magic items.
Do you have step up?
I do not.
So I was going to say, if you had step up, that would be very nice. Because if they tried to 5 foot step away from you, you'd just follow them. And they'd be right there with you all the time.
It's a cool magic item. I mean, not being able to see past 5 feet normally. Kind of.
But not being able to see past 20 feet isn't that terrible. Bad.
Yeah. I mean, being blind sucks. You know, anything that shoots you from range is hitting you flat-footed.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it. Why not? If that's cool with you, Vladros. Yeah,
you're flat-footed is still, what, 42?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I still think you could lift that blindfold as a move action because it's not, there's no incantation or anything to activate. You're not having to activate anything though. Once you put
I'm making a call on it. You're not going to bypass the one big negative of this with a move action. It's a standard. It's a standard action to equip it and for the magic to work.
Yeah.
Do we want to step into this room and see if we can disable the spinning blades for retreat purposes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'll go back and work on that real quick.
I think they're just talking about going into this room here that y'all haven't been inside of yet.
Before we go any further, I'm gonna step back.
I'm talking about the room that's there where the blades are. If we check in there and see if that's where there's a mechanism we can turn off.
See if there's an engineer in there.
For the Underground Railroad.
So who's going into the room then?
Okay.
I mean, what do you need to do to try to disarm the thing?
I want to try and figure that out right now. So we have our escape route clear if we need to make a haste.
So Dr. Fox is going in there.
Dorian saw them pull a lever at the beginning.
Right.
The lever that it pulled was 30 feet high up on the ceiling. That obviously turned it on.
Oh, where's that lever at?
I'll show you. It's on the ceiling over here. Anybody want to climb up to it, or is that me too?
Let me take a look. Disable device just to see how it would be disabled.
It's a lever.
Yeah, but that might not necessarily turn it off.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna try that.
All right, Dory, you climb up there, you flip the
31.
Lever. 31 to what?
To make sure that's the correct way to disable it, if all it is the lever.
It turns it off, or it doesn't turn it off, with the lever moves them back into their respective rooms.
Yeah.
And you're so close.
Then I break the lever.
Okay.
Would anybody like a set of Death Watch eyes?
WHY.
You can basically see if something's undead. You get the Death Watch spell of constant effect.
What else does it do?
I don't have anything over my eye slot, so I'll go ahead and take those, because Sonder, you'd have to give up your blindfold that gives you dark vision.
You instantly know whether a creature within the air is dead, fragile, alive, wounded. Basically, you kind of know if something's hurt or if it's undead.
Yeah, I'll take that.
To the west!
To the
west. Let's go.
Oh, because you got the blindfold. That's why.
Yeah.
It's an eye slot.
You're an eye slot.
Your mom's an eye slot.
Yeah.
I like your mom.
That was the...
That's kind of cool. That's a cool synergy with that weapon, with my weapon and that item.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, because if you only have a weapon that reaches 5 foot, that kind of fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Make your way up.
Watch eyes. Thank you, noob.
Make your way up around the corner here, and it looks like your only options are to go north.
Follow behind him.
Just going to move Dorian until something else happens. Perceptions.
Thirty-one.
Nothing out of the ordinary here. Next room opens up. Looks like it's cutting back towards the way you came.
Okay. I'll investigate the north thing just in case that's a doorway or an alcove or something.
Okay. Give me perception.
39. Natural 20.
So the way this kind of juts in kind of opens your... gives you a little hang of like, huh. This looks like this could have been an archway or a doorway at some point. And you start moving your hand around and clearing off some of the stone. And you see that some of the stone is a different shade of color than the other stone. Like, part of this wall is newer than the other. Still, all the wall is very old, but part of this is newer than the other wall.
Secret door?
Is there a way to move the bricks or loosen them in some way?
This seems like something if you wanted to get your way in would probably be like a Hey Kool-Aid moment.
Oh, I see.
Or explosions.
All right. Vladros! That goes down the...
Oh, Topher, you can take the light off me now, too. Don't need that anymore.
But we kind of need it for seeing the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. Context.
We're here looking for hidden things, and there's something hidden behind this wall, I feel.
Ah. Okay.
Saunders, we all still need to make a look now.
Or...
What?
And I just shoulder check it.
I'll assist.
Yeah, this is a strengthen your way through, unless you got a way to blow it up.
Can I also assist?
Two people can get into that corner to hit the wall.
What's your strength, Dorian?
Can I...
12, but I rolled to assist.
Oh, okay.
25, 26, 27.
The wall crumbles down. Make your way through.
Whipping out.
And I will say, oh yeah.
Are you going to lay down?
Yeah, the air in here is more stagnant than the air you've already had. This seems like this has been completely closed off. The floors, there's a fine amount of dust on them where you just broke this part of the wall down. But other than that, it doesn't seem like there's been any insect, animal, life, any fresh air in this area for a long, long time.
All right, magic types, do your thing.
Is there undead?
Detect all the things.
Okay. Sandra, you step in. You don't detect any magic to the east, but to the west, you do detect a powerful magical aura.
I detect a powerful magical aura, you say. Is there any use for sense motive in this moment?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
It's not an intelligent magical aura.
Just checking.
I got you.
But I can spellcraft.
You can.
Mm-hmm. That's something we don't have enough of. Intelligent magical items.
29.
You can tell that it is a conjuration and evocation combination of magic.
And evocation.
But that's... until you get closer and actually examine the item or whatever this magical aura is, you're not sure because it's further into that room.
Mm-hmm. It's a bomb.
Can I take a look?
Probably is a trap of some sort.
You'd have to go closer than she's currently gone to get any more information than she's gotten.
Okay, can I tell how close to us is the magical aura extend?
Yeah, because I can pinpoint it, I'm pretty sure, with detect magic. Behold it.
It looks like it's kind of in the room and then maybe a bit north.
Hmm.
Okay.
Can I see round corners?
Can maybe Dorian check for traps down to the corner then?
Lord, if you'll back up, I'll just go down there.
Fine.
Whichever.
I'll go with him.
I'll watch the door.
get to the end here, give me a perception.
31 again.
And again, if it was standing, would probably be 15 feet, but it's a statue similar in appearance to the other one, but this one is sitting crisscross applesauce on the ground. Its hands are held out very close, the three fingers and thumb pointed outward, the pinky and second finger pointed in like this, and draped between the two is a necklace with some beads hanging on it. This item appears to be a normal string of prayer beads, but you already know that they are putting off some magical properties.
Mm-hmm. It's another statue. There's some magical prayer beads, I think.
It's a necklace of fireballs made for Sonder.
I don't know if I pray prayer bead with necklace of fireball beads, but...
I mean, you know...
I thought those things take a good deal of wear and tear.
If you want me to, I will reach out and get it so that you don't risk yourself.
Oh, I'm not worried. I'm just letting them know what they're afraid of.
As I get close to it, I could do a spellcraft on it to see exactly what it is.
So you go up there, you do a spellcraft on it, give me.
I rolled low between me and Sandra. Sandra, you want to assist?
I will assist, sure. And I assist.
I also.
So that gives me a 33.
Okay. These look like, they look like normal prayer beads, but the magic that's coming off of them, you realize that there are a little bit more unique than that. The description from Paizo. This item appears to be normal string of prayer beads until the owner... You realize that the owner would need to cast divine spells while having them. They don't have to hold them. They just have to be in possession of them. They could be in a backpack, a pocket. They don't have to be worn.
Tied to a sword.
Be tied to a sword.
Makeshift cock ring.
But once someone casts divine magic with it, you realize whoever that person is, the full extent of their power would open up to that person.
I'll explain all this and hand these to, I guess, to Sonder.
I take it.
Because there's, what, two? There's two or three divine, right? Or is it just Sonder and Amon?
No, but just Sonder and Amon.
My spells are more a utility and healing than a damage.
Okay, well, the prayer beads will not activate until you cast some kind of divine magic.
Okay, then.
Cast light real quick.
I don't have that spell.
Ooh, I do. I'll test it.
I know.
Create water.
Don't tell me how to live. Thank you.
I want to know.
I must know. I must. Experiment is the way to knowledge.
Is there anything that's like a... Oh, no, we didn't save the little shards of your... of your blankie, did we? I could have cast mending on it. No.
I'm sure we have some tattered clothing amongst us.
You can cast mending on my armor that took a beating.
Okay, I'll do that.
To reach for the power to cast the spell, a soft, familiar voice opens up in your mind. You can tell it's not your goddess, but the voice is doing its best to imitate your goddess, but not in a malicious way, but just trying to be a more comforting presence in your mind. And it plays for you like a tape, not like a creature speaking. It seems clipped and saved like a very old recording. The language is not one you immediately understand, but eventually the language works its way out into your mind, and basically what you end up with, the mending spell goes off, and you realize you can reach for more power when you cast that spell. Once this occurs, the owner instantly knows the powers of the prayer beads and how to activate them. Each strand includes two or more special beads, each with different magical power. This one has all three. It has the bead of healing. Wearer can cast his choice of cure serious wounds, remove blindness, deafness, or remove disease. It has the bead of karma. Wearer casts his spells at a +4 caster level. Effects last 10 minutes. And it has the bead of smiting. Wearer can cast Chaos Hammer, Holy Smite, Order's Wrath, or Unholy Blight, with the will save being DC 17 for partials. A strand of prayer beads has the bead of healing, karma, and smiting. Each special bead can be used once per day. The beads of blessing, smiting, and... Oh, wait a minute. What's that? Wind walking. Never mind. So the beads, blessing, smiting, spell trigger, blah, 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 blah. The power of the special bead is lost if it's ever removed from the strand. Reduce the price of the strand if prayer breeze is missing one or more beads by the following amounts. So you can pull that up at Hero Lab. It's just called Strand of Prayer Beads.
Okay.
There's a little bit there in the middle, which I think is a typo, because it's like the beads of blessing, smiting, and wind walking, which that hasn't been mentioned at all yet. I don't think you get wind walking.
It's just the regular strand of prayer beads, right?
Yeah.
Not many prayer beads. Regular prayer beads. Okay.
Strand of prayer beads.
Gotcha.
So once per day, you can cast Cure Serious Wounds, Remove Blindness, Deafness, or Remove Disease. Once per day, you can add a +4 caster level to your spells for 10 minutes. And then once per day, you can cast either Chaos Hammer, Holy Smite, Order's Wrath, or Unholy Blight.
Hmm.
That is a very sonder item.
Do I have any limitations on the bead of smiting, which ones I can cast?
Each one of them once per day.
No. The bead of smiting, I can cast Chaos Hammer, Holy Smite, Order's Wrath, or Unholy Blight. I feel like, do I have any, like, do those spells have, like, oh, you have to be one of those things? Like, I know I shouldn't have a problem with the Chaos Hammer because I'm chaotic, and the Holy Smite, like, that's a spell that I already have. I'm good, mm-hmm. aligned. But, like, do you have to be lawful to cast Order's Wrath? Do you have to be evil to cast Unholy Blight?
Not with these prayer beads.
Interesting.
But that is all you find in that room.
Neat. Yeah, the wind
that ends. That ends right there, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. Okay, right.
Back and west.
All right, as you guys all make your way back together into your group formation here, see that the trail opens up a little bit further back towards the east. Victorian, give me a perception check. Everybody can actually give me a perception check.
That's good, because I got a 21.
20.
Not 32.
Hey, I rolled
24.
26. That is a 32.
Well, everybody who got a 20 or higher, you start to smell a stench. A stench that, unfortunately, you're somewhat accustomed to. It's a smell of rot, of decay. Those of you who got, I don't know why that's funny, but
because of Vladros, we
oh yeah yeah yeah
smelling him.
Vladros,
I know what this
anything.
Smell is.
I you smell said musty. It
smells familiar.
I smell musty. I don't smell like death.
I assume you guys are just casting that. What do you call it? Gentle repose on him all the time.
Sometimes.
When he gets stench. Too stinky, we cast gentle repose.
The stench of death wafts from the corridor ahead. Those of you who got 25 or higher can hear the small scraping sounds of bone on stone. And when we come back next time, we'll find out what's around that corner.
Bone on Stone is a great battle name.
Is it a real battle name?
No, but it sounds like a really good one. Bone on Stone? Hold on.
Bone on Stone. That's dwarf porn if I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, that sounds exact. Yeah, that's got to be a band name.
Bone on Stone.
Noob's room is so dark that it just, the camera auto decides to stop recording.
Just cuts him out.
No, it's not a band. So if you want Stone on Bone, it is available.
Bone on Stone.
Yeah, except it's Bone on Stone, yeah.
Yeah, there's Stone Bone. That one's taken. But Stone on Bone or Bone on Stone?
Both open?
Those are open.
Huh. Hmm. Facebook page available?
Trademark. There's a song that came out by Quillo in 2021 called Our Bones Turn to Stone. But it's not what we're talking about.
It's not what...
It's just about erections.
Oh, we need to get in contact with that dwarf metal band. We got an album name.
Yeah, we'll let them
sexy
know.
Album.
They'll be very excited that we've got in touch with them.
They're called Windrose.
Yeah, Windrose, see? Bone on Stone.
Are they actually dwarves?
They look like it.
They're dressed as dwarves, and they have a dwarf theme to their metal.
Oh, I thought you meant like little people.
we would call them little people.
I mean,
all they do should do is cover Al Green songs, and then it could be Stone on Bone.
I don't get it.
Never will. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us.
Night.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.